When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, Eddie boy. Just relax now.
Reed.
Ah, Sir Charles.
Rather snug in here, isn't it? Bad job.
Yep.
Takes a while at my age. Once upon a time, my prostate would shoot out piss like a carter hitting dirty patio tiles. Now look.
I'd rather not look, sir.
Dripping like a wet sock caught in the door of a washing machine.
Right. Sir, in terms of what I'm saying here at this hearing about Marcus Tabram...
See that there, Detective Reed?
That's a urinal cake, sir.
Yes, the urinal cake. It's quite something, isn't it, Reed? All day, all night getting pissed on, pelted with the filth of man, awash in excretion, caught in a constant downpour, a deluge of sewage. Yet still it remains clean. As its whole reason for being and the position it is in is to clean and be clean. But that's the beauty of the urinal cake, Reed. It doesn't absorb the contaminant. It merely washes it away in a comforting lemony aroma. When this inquiry concludes this afternoon, when the stench has cleared the nostrils of this city, they'll be grateful, trust me.
But what about his family?
His family? Or the 8 million residents, What's more important? I'll tell you. The workers. The grafters. You think they want the Met being questioned by petty, envious politicians? The piss must flow away, Reed. It cannot linger any longer. There we go. Stick to the script. Break a leg.
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit, gruesome killing with ruthless
body count increasing, and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud over the
media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Art Allen.
Last night she made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ritter.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the
world's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continued their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando hombres inocentes.
Crazy, it's scary.
I like her. She's got style.
Where are the police? Where are they? I've not seen them.
will be up shortly, Mr. Reed.
Thanks. Thank you. Priya.
I know why she went to the Met right after the murder.
Why? Why did she go?
She handed herself in.
What?
Jackie handed herself in after killing PC Tabram.
How do you know that?
I checked the logs for that night. There is a black hole for like an hour as soon as she enters the building. Nothing available. No radio activity, no reports, no nothing.
Jesus.
It's a clumsy way of covering your tracks, deleting a window of time rather than going through each relevant data point individually.
The Met covered it up.
I just need you to give me more time.
Priya, I'm about to speak at a bloody inquiry.
Just 20 minutes. I can find these files, Edmund. Ed, please.
Good Lord, I'll try my best.
Thank you. Speak soon.
Very, very soon. Lots of love. I mean, roger that. Over. Bye.
Okay, Mr. Reed, we're ready for you now.
Yeah, sure. I just need to use the toilet again. I won't be long. I need to...
Mr. Reed.
I'll be right there.
Mr. Reed?
Can I help?
Who is this?
That's just a media installation we made here. It's not a famous actor or anything.
Who's the actor you used?
It's just from the girl upstairs.
The girl upstairs?
Sandra, who's the girl that works upstairs?
The assistant curator. That's Jacqueline.
Yes, that's it. She puts all this sort of thing together. She's very talented.
Is she working today?
Yeah, I just saw her.
Evacuate the museum immediately and then lock every door. Do you understand me?
What's going on?
I said, do you understand me?
Yes, I... Right. Okay.
Oh, and that vending machine stole my money. This place owes me a quid. Do you understand me?
Freddy!
All right, fine. Chief Inspector Swanson, are you with me?
I'm with you, Detective Aberlane.
Let's go.
Jesus, this place is huge.
Great, now we're with all the rejected body parts, the pickled losers. You don't have to be mad to work here, but it does help. Well, that's true for once. Joe, I think the knobs might be smaller up here. Which makes sense, really, all the big lads on display.
Shh. I think I can hear something.
Well, that's fucking terrifying.
Oh, shit!
You're gonna pay for that?
I don't say a word. I'll deal with her.
Fred!
Shh. No, you are going to pay for the murders of Mark Allen Nichols, Danny Chapman...
Oh, blah, blah, blah. We've done this, Freddy.
Lee Stride, Carlos Eddowes...
Yeah, whatever.
Mario Giovanni Kelly, some other bloke we found under a floor, and PC Marcus Tabram. Now get out here and show yourself, you weirdo.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. on the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Detective?
I just need to do up my shoelaces.
We are running 15 minutes late. You need to come into the hearing room.
I can't. I'll trip with my laces like this, honestly.
You either come in now, or officers of the law will drag you in.
I just gotta take this.
Officers! He's resisting it.
Priya.
I have it.
Have what? Please be something good, for God's sake.
Jackie handed herself in. The Met covered it up. I've got her testimony transcribed. I'm sending it to you now.
Right. Okay. Good work, Priya.
Right,
good work.
All right.
I'm coming in.
You're
Jesus.
Coming in here, sir.
Mario Giovanni Kelly, some other bloke we found under a floor, and PC Marcus Tabram. Now get out here and show yourself, you weirdo.
I handed myself in after Marcus.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did, Freddy. But the Met wouldn't have me.
Don't lie to me. Show yourself.
Why would I lie about that? Marcus and I were together for nearly a year. Every night he complained about his equipment, his salary, his safety. I stuck that knife in. I felt the flimsy jacket crumble away, and I told your good friend Sir Charles and his mates right to their face with the blood still caked into my fucking hands.
Well, I don't believe you.
Believe what you want to believe, Freddy. You already know they obstructed your investigation to make the strikers look bad. I'm here and men are dead because of the corruption you serve and your dad served.
Oh, shut up.
If I shut up, you'll never find me in here.
Well, you're not going anywhere and you know it.
You think you're so clever, don't you?
No, I don't, actually.
Don't put yourself down. Oh, your self-esteem really needs some work, Freddy.
Just because I'm not as cocky as you doesn't mean I have self-esteem issues.
I know you, Freddy. You learn a lot from sleeping with a man. Wouldn't you agree?
I wouldn't know.
Very good.
Jackie, this is the end of the road. Just come out and we can end this now.
Oh, see, this is your problem. You've come all this way and yet you still can't see me. Where could I be, Freddy,
All the exits are closed off, Jackie. There's nowhere to run.
Oh, there's always somewhere to run, Detective.
Look, you've had a troubled past, okay? There isn't a courtroom in the country that doesn't take those things into account.
Oh, shut up, you transparent asshole! I don't need help now. I needed help then.
I get it, all right? Men are bad. The patriarchy can be suffocating, I imagine.
You think I'm me because of men?
I don't.
Men don't define women, Freddy. I made my own journey. I wrote my own story. I'm not a man-hater. I'm a murderer. I'm a serial killer. I'm an icon.
Yes, you are,
but...
You and
I both know that, right? And you and I both know I would have made millions.
Yeah, I'm just getting to the point that... You know, nobody is a blank canvas, right? Everybody is shaped by their experiences.
Is that how it has to be, huh? For a woman, she can only be evil because she was wronged by a man. Would you say that of Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer, huh?
Well, I mean, they probably got cheated on or something.
Oh, shut up! They are evil in their own right, and so am I!
All right. Just... Look... If you want to be that iconic, just come out from wherever you are and face the music, okay? Because right now, Georgie is the icon. She's Jackie, as far as the public are concerned.
I am Jackie.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jackie, put the knife down.
When are you going to learn that you can't tell me what to do?
Just... Look, this is going to make things so much bloody worse, honestly.
Oh, I've killed one copper, why not make it two?
Well, I'm not a copper anymore. Donna fired me.
Oh, what a terrible week you're having.
Yeah, yeah. Now, can you please just let me go? Please.
Why would I do that?
I was just here to prove a point to myself. You know, to my dad. That I could catch you. I'm not going to arrest you. I can't, anyway. You know, this is just a pride thing. I'm catching you and throwing you back into the sea.
You're a sad man, Freddy.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
Turn and face me.
Thank you. Thank you.
What will you tell the media about me?
That you're terrifying.
Mm-hmm. What else?
That you outwitted me.
Uh-huh.
And then you overpowered me.
And what else?
That you could have killed me.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't, because you want the world to know you'll kill again.
That's right.
And that you should be feared.
Oh, correct.
And that you let me go.
Yep.
And that Chief Inspector Swanson smashed you over the head with a pickled cock in a jar.
What?
Now that is what you call a dickhead.
Dickhead.
That was my moment.
Sorry, I thought you were setting me up to say
it. No, I was going to say it myself. God's sake, Freddy.
Report by Dr. Baxter Phillips. Were they shared with you by Sir Charles Warren, your colleague sat opposite us today?
I don't recall.
Did he mention anything personally about the murder?
I don't recall.
See, Miss Munro, the life of an officer is very complicated. We see many cases.
We'll continue your questioning shortly, Sir Charles. Detective Reed. Did you notice any procedural improprieties in the handling of PC Marcus Tabram's case last year?
I did not. Ha! I did not notice it last year. I noticed it today.
Detective Reed?
The Metropolitan Police heard the confession of Jacqueline Beck, a.k.a. Jackie the Ripper, at approximately 4:30 a.m. on the night of Marcus Tabram's murder.
What on earth?
When her testimony revealed the inadequate new safety equipment, senior officers under the command of the commissioner deleted her testimony and set her free.
This is such utter nonsense.
I have here the transcript of that testimony.
Everybody, please just calm down.
This is an attack on law and order.
Silence, please. Silence.
Hey, Ed.
Freddy?
Get that man out
of
here.
Excuse me, get those officers out of the hearing room.
You forgot this, mate. Heads up.
Good catch.
Let the records state that Edmund Reed has received a suspicious item from disgraced officers.
Sir Charles!
It could be anything. This hearing is compromised. Bloody compromised.
Detective, you'll need to state what you have just been handed.
It's a recording device.
Got your biscuit, sir. Bit soggy, but it's mainly just mush.
Yeah, thanks. It looks like it's been thrown up, so I'll probably leave it, mate.
No problem at all, sir.
We need to go through all of this. All your father's work.
Yeah, we do.
This thing's still on, sir.
Yeah, it's just the recorder for the interview.
Would you like me to switch it off?
Yeah, we've got work to do. So, can I have another biscuit? Now get out here and show yourself, you weirdo.
I handed myself in after Marcus.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did, Freddy. But the Met wouldn't have me.
Don't lie to me. Show yourself.
Why would I lie about that? Marcus and I were together for nearly a year. Every night he complained about his equipment, his salary, his safety. I stuck that knife in. I felt the flimsy jacket crumble away, and I told your good friend Sir Charles and his mates right to their face with the blood still caked into my fucking hands.
Well, I don't believe you.
Believe what you want to believe, Freddy. You already know they obstructed your investigation to make the strikers look bad. I'm here and men are dead because of the corruption you serve and your dad served.
Oh, shut up.
I will not stand for this miscarriage of justice. This is bloody outrageous!
Murderer!
The Home Secretary will be hearing about this.
Sir Charles, just sit you wait. Down. Sit down.
See you later, Charlie.
Ooh, you're struggling there, Sir Charles. Must be all the medals weighing you down, mate.
Piss off, the pair of you.
Well done, I did it. I cracked the case.
What about me?
You're chief inspector. You don't crack the case, you just oversee it. I cracked it.
Well, actually, it would appear that young women of colour like Priya and Alyssa uncovered not only Jackie's identity, but also the corruption within the Met.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
Just nah. I did it. I can mention them in my speech or something.
Please tell me, now that we've shone the light on Sir Charles, that you're going to stand up and fight for a new system. Rebuild the institution from a core of exceptional officers and take on the establishment.
Right, that sounds like loads of work.
So you're not going to do it?
All right, fine, I'll do it. Tuesday.
For God's sake. This is why nothing changes.
What? I'm tired, Donna.
Tired?
I am. If you want a workaholic officer, go get Henry.
Where is Henry?
Get out! Get out the bloody way! Hands off! Get off me! Get off my car! Move! Out the way! What the? Unclamp this vehicle immediately, you fool!
You can't park there, sir.
I can! I can park where I bloody well want!
Parking bay is signified by white dotted lines. These are yellow dotted lines, which indicate a loading bay.
Unclamp me! Unclamp me right now.
Parking contravention code 25 states that non-goods vehicles cannot park on bays marked with yellow dotted lines.
And here at the Hackney Half Marathon, we've got a pretty lively crowd welcoming the runners to the finish line. Here is even Met Commissioner Dame Donna Swanson. Dame Swanson, can we get a word, please?
Hiya.
Quite the turnout this year.
Yeah, it's been great and so heartwarming to see all the different fundraising going on.
You didn't fancy running it yourself?
Oh, goodness, no. I'll need some more training yet.
Who are you here supporting, Dame Swanson?
A friend of mine.
How are they getting on?
He's getting there, all for a good cause at Dementia UK, but he's not going to smash any world records. Here he comes. Sorry, guys, excuse me.
That was Met Commissioner Donna Swanson. He really is quite the absolute...
Go, Freddy! Go!
Run, Freddy!
Come on now, sir, just like we trained. Come on, focus now.
Pick your knees up, Fred, you're dragging your feet. Come on, you're slowing yourself down.
Shut up.
You shut up, man.
I am trying to raise money for a charity here, mate. What have you done?
You're basically last.
I'm not last.
Sir, focus on the finish line.
Freddy, drink some water.
Sir, here is an electrolyte-infused drink which genuinely hydrates better.
Oh, God, give me that. Oh, Jesus Christ, that tastes like piss, Henry.
Get a move on.
I am getting a move on. It's bloody hard.
Yeah, for you.
Oh, you are ruining this special moment, you bloody twat. Just bugger off. And run your own race.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddie Abeline, Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson, Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter, Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, John Brunock as Edmund Reed, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson, Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.